This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, July 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Just a reminder, you can get all of our new video content at Rumble. Our Rumble channel is rumble.com/SkywatchTV, but all of our archives available at the website, skywatchtv.com, or our mobile app or Roku channel. Check those out. We'll tell you more about that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the 10-year-old Ohio girl. This story just gets worse by the day. The mother of a 10-year-old Ohio girl who crossed state lines to get an abortion has defended her daughter's 27-year-old confessed rapist in an interview with a reporter from Telemundo. This alleged rapist was wrongly listed as a minor during the medical visit, according to reports. Mom spoke to the reporter from Telemundo while hiding behind the door of her apartment in Columbus, Ohio. And this apartment also listed as the home of rapist Gerson Fuentes, who's an illegal immigrant from Guatemala. The mother told the reporter, quote, "She's my daughter. She's fine. Everything that they're saying against him is a lie," end quote. Again, I remind you, Fuentes confessed to police that he impregnated the young girl who has just turned 10, meaning that the abuse occurred while she was 9. Again, in police interviews, Fuentes has confessed to police to raping the youngster at least twice. Now, the mother, who hid her face during this interview with Telemundo, insisted that she is not the one who filed criminal charges against her daughter's abuser. Now, what could possibly motivate the mother to defend the man who impregnated her then 9-year-old daughter? You can only speculate, and I'm not going to do that here, but all of the possibilities that come to mind are dark and very disturbing. Indiana's Attorney General Todd Rokita is investigating the abortionist who performed the abortion, who did not report the abuse as required under Indiana law. Topic number 4, Telford, a disturbing story that's been brewing for decades over in the UK. More than 1,000 children raped and sexually exploited there over 30 years in Telford, where police and council officials ignored abuse because they were afraid that investigating Asian men, Muslims, would inflame racial tensions. The investigation found that children were brainwashed by men using a so-called lover boy method. Girls who were younger, vulnerable, targeted by men, they would meet them on the street, offer them a ride, buy them soda, liquor, cigarettes, top off their cell phones to make them feel like they were special, and then taken to a rape house, where again, an investigation in 2018 by the Sunday Mirror found that as many as 1,000 young girls could have been sexually exploited over a 30-year period, while officials and law enforcement looked the other way because they didn't want to appear racist. This report, published last Thursday, makes 47 recommendations for improvement among the agencies involved. I think recommendation number 1 would be to fire and take away the pensions from every single official involved who could have done something over the 30 years and did not. Topic number 3, microloans. The economy, sign of where we are as inflation runs at 40-year highs, empty shelves, which are still being blamed on COVID or Vladimir Putin or both. Americans strapped for cash are now using microloans to buy gasoline and groceries. Swedish fintech company called Klarna Bank, whose bread and butter has been loans for smartphones and other consumer electronics, is now moving into a new genre, a flood of applications for small loans to buy gasoline and food. Klarna provides interest-free loans that allow people to spread payments out over multiple installments. Retailers pay a small per-charge fee or per-transaction fee, like credit cards, and they do charge interest on longer-term loans. Klarna just closed on some financing, about $800 million round of financing from investors. Their valuation now $6.7 billion, but this is down from nearly $46 billion last year. In other words, the value of the company has shrunk from $46 billion to less than $7 billion over the course of a year. Now, while Klarna has struck partnerships with gas companies like Chevron and retailers like Target and Walmart, hunting for new users, of course. It is also the valuation reflects the investors who recognize that it's taking on a lot of risky small loans, and the profit margins are not going to be nearly as good as they would be for things that are secured by real property, like home loans and so forth, especially when you're making these loans to people who are taking out the loans because they're living paycheck to paycheck. Again, this is just a sign of where the economy is right now, where people are actually taking out loans to buy groceries. Topic number two, cold winter in Europe. We talked about this last week. Another sign of where things are headed as NATO, Western Europe, continues to try to punish Russia for the war in Ukraine. Deutsche Bank, which is the largest German lender, laid out the three most likely scenarios for what happens at the end of the 10-day maintenance period. Gazprom, the big Russian gas company, has shut down Nord Stream 1, which is the underwater gas pipeline that feeds Germany about a third of its natural gas. They had to shut it down because maintenance. They'd already cut the flow by 60% because it was missing a turbine that was held up in Canada because the Canadians said, no, we can't ship it. Sanctions, you see. Well, that is on the way. But here are the three scenarios that Deutsche Bank, again, Germany's largest bank, largest lender, sees as most likely. Scenario number one, Russian gas deliveries return to the pre-maintenance levels. Again, still a 60% reduction from where those gas deliveries were at the end of May. Scenario number two, Russia cuts the gas flow again to about 20% of previous levels. Scenario number three, a winter of gas rationing as Russia just decides not to turn the gas pipeline back on. What's really remarkable, as frightening as those scenarios are, is Deutsche Bank's assessment not of the supply, but of the demand side. In looking at demand, the bank projects German gas consumption to be down by 10% below a year ago because, overall, Europe is going to be in a much weaker economic situation. Europe heading into a deep recession that will dampen the demand for gas. But the most remarkable thing about this analysis from Deutsche Bank, which is by subscription only. I'm reading an analysis from somebody who actually subscribes to this newsletter. So this is for professional investors. Deutsche Bank contemplates possible substitution for gas by other energy sources. Hard coal, lignite, and the power sector. We're already seeing coal and natural gas power plants coming back online in Europe. But the bank also predicts that wood will be used for heating purposes where possible. Wood will be... Understand what Deutsche Bank is saying here. Germany's largest lending institution is projecting that German households, where possible, will be chopping and burning wood for fuel this winter. But at least the Germans will have taught Vladimir Putin a lesson, right? It's just not the one they hoped he would learn. Coming up, more green fantasies. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, a copper shortage. Yes, our electric green future will depend heavily on copper. So you got to move the electricity from place to place, usually on copper wires, right? Well, guess what? There ain't enough copper to make this happen. Supply shortfalls could basically short-circuit nations' goals to become zero emitters by the year 2050. This is according to a new report by S&P Global. Unless significant new supplies of copper are found, climate goals, according to this report, will be short-circuited and remain out of reach. Electric vehicles, solar, wind power, batteries all run on copper. An electric vehicle takes 2.5 times more copper than your standard internal combustion automobile. Meanwhile, solar and offshore wind need 2 to 5 times more copper per megawatt of installed capacity than power generated with coal or natural gas. This report forecasts copper demand doubling to about 50 million metric tons by 2035. By 2050, that will be 53 million metric tons. To put that figure in perspective, that's more than all the copper consumed in the world between 1900 and 2021. Reality is a harsh mistress. Skywatch Films, the new division of Skywatch TV, presenting cutting-edge information that will help you be ready for what is and make sense of what is happening in this world around us. 5 documentary films available for instant access at skywatchfilms.com. You can watch them right now in full HD for as little as $3. Take advantage of this information. The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. That's Josh Peck's documentary about the UFO phenomenon. The Secret Destiny of America, The Prophetic Implications of the occult symbolism built into Washington, D.C., Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, and the award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. All of them available at skywatchfilms.com. Find out more and take advantage of these films right now at the website skywatchfilms.com. During the month of July, our thank you for your gift, your continued support of the work we do at Skywatch TV, which is not just bringing you this video content, it supports the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, which is why we get a little worked up when we see stories about children who are abused and being taken advantage of. That's what we do at the ranch, is to try to help bring healing and start the healing process, break the cycle of abuse in children who are in foster care. Many wonderful parents, foster parents, volunteering their time and offering their love to these children in need. But the statistics don't lie. Children in foster care are at much greater risk of being trafficked, abused, turning to drugs, alcohol, gangs, pornography, jail, prison, early death. But we can break that cycle with your help. So for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send you, during the month of July, as we mark 75 years since the 1947 Roswell crash, the book that Josh Peck and I wrote about the UFO phenomenon and documenting its occult origins. This is an alternate religion. The Day the Earth Stands Still. We'll send you a copy of our book for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. We're returning to the Holy Land next spring, Sharon and I, alongside Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, author of the new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. We will take you around Israel and show you things that will make the Bible come alive. It is a battleground, the original battleground here on planet Earth. We believe that that view you see there from the Mount of Olives toward the Temple Mount, that's the location of Eden. We'll explain why, among other things. It'll be like a rolling conference in Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023, and an optional three-day extension to Jordan, which you do want to take because some really significant stuff happened east of the Jordan River. And just going to Petra and seeing that is just a bucket list item anyway. Find out more online and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Donna Howell, she is the featured guest this week on the Skywatch TV weekly broadcast. Her book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, reveals that we may have misinterpreted Paul's instructions. She'll explain exactly what she means, and she does it with scholar-level research. This is not taking the scriptures and twisting to fit a preconceived idea. Donna is a good researcher, and she will make you think. Check out the program. If you watch over the air, you'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now and just forget the schedule. You set the schedule. Just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. It is a free app. We've got instructions on how to do it at the website. You could also download the program right now to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. Gets you all of our video content, news updates three times a week, a calendar of our upcoming events, and you can cast the video content to your smart TV. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, it's probably compatible with Google's Chromecast and Apple's AirPlay. A lot of these mobile devices now allow you to cast without wires. As long as you've got a home Wi-Fi network and your TV's connected to it, our app will do that for you. It works on iOS and Android and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.